What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. It's great to be with you here on a Wednesday. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Charles in Southfield. You are next. Hello, Charles.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, Charles.
Good. Thank you very much. Just two quick things. Google owns YouTube and YouTube TV.
Yep.
I've been with them about 3 or 4 years, and these disputes come up about every year or two. They typically get resolved before whatever deadline day they are. But there has been a couple with, you know, the worldwide leader where you had to go 2 or 3 days or maybe a week without it. But typically they do get resolved.
Well, and, I mean, look, this might be a whole much ado about nothing. It just feels like on the brink of football season. If you are negotiating from Fox's standpoint, you've got Google over a bit of a barrel, even though they are, you know, wealthy beyond our wildest dreams.
Yeah.
You've got this incredibly valuable product that people subscribe to your service for, and you're holding it hostage. I mean, from a business perspective, I hate to say it, but it's probably a smart move from a business perspective. But we are the victims.
We are. And it's always at an inappropriate time with the other situations I've seen, but and it could go beyond. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying history has shown me that they do get it resolved, even though they're holding us over a barrel, and the timing is very advantageous for the network, and it all works against us. And the last thing, Doug, you're right that gap is closing. It's still a pretty significant gap to switch from a cable to your bouquet of streaming services. That number used to be about $200 a month saving. Now it's about $100, and it depends on which
option. It depends on what you want, yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I mean, everybody's got to make their own decision how they want to get their media, and, you know, it depends. Hey, I don't need this. I don't want that. I mean, like one guy said, a breaking point for him is, you know, MLB Network. I can survive without MLB Network. I like it, but I can survive without it because I don't need it for a lot of games.
Well, you sure would like to hear that they're at the negotiating table right now.
Yep.
Right? And get this thing done. It drives me nuts because eventually these things always get done. But the fact that they wait to the last second, and I understand that that may be where the biggest bargaining power is and whoever has the leverage, but it bothers me. And, you know, you have the example of the NHL getting their deal done.
God bless the NHL.
Like a year and a half.
Bravo, NHL. Yeah, they had a contract up with the Players Association in a year and a half. They came to an agreement This summer.
They're like, we'll take care of that. You know, remember when baseball had their problem? And they waited till like a couple days before the deadline to start negotiations. Ooh, just infuriating.
And then when they pass the deadline, they stop negotiating.
Right.
And that's the FU. You should be forced to sit in a room together. And if you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk, but you have to sit there for 8 hours a day.
And nothing but bologna and cheese sandwiches to eat in that room until you get it done.
I'd get a deal done quick. Spencer is next. Hi, Spencer.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey, so, you know, the last caller made a point. Like, yeah, it's been an every year thing. But in today's society, everything is so political, and there's so many other factors that go into play in today's world that it's crazy. And if they're really going to do this and it's just going to prolong, I'm not going to wait a week to watch, you know, what I call my pastime is football season. Like, I'm going to go find something else to watch. Like, the only reason why I pay for YouTube TV, the $89 to $100, is only strictly for football.
Yeah.
Period. And I would probably guess 50% of people only have YouTube TV for that reason. So if they don't do this deal and it prolongs a week or 2 weeks or however, YouTube's going to make,
Here's the problem that sucks. Here's the worst part about this, Spencer. Okay. So Fox is holding YouTube TV and Google over a barrel. So basically Fox is saying, pay us more. So what's going to happen? YouTube TV, to make up for the lost revenue, is going to raise the subscription price. And that's going to be, that's going to be passed on to you.
A lot of people aren't going to want to deal with that because, I mean, everyone's living in hard times as it is. Like, we're struggling just to pay the bill right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, make it make sense.
And the other streaming services are going to increase their rates too because they can, and they are. Well, I just got a notice the other day about one of them.
If I were another streaming service and I had all the product that YouTube TV has, and I mean, I'm not down that wormhole anymore. I started with streaming and I said, forget this. This is too much for everything we want and it's inconvenient. I went back to cable. That could change. But if I were another streaming service, I'd be like, hey, we got it all right here, right now. We're not changing our price.
That's not how
we're here for you. We are your safe landing spot.
Love it. That's not how it works. Instead, it's like we're increasing our rates by $5 a month. But hey, the good news is you'll be able to watch the big game this week.
Yeah, well, that's true. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Chris in Canton. You're next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
All right.
Hey, I had a comment. One of you guys mentioned about the a la carte kind of thing, you know, $50, you get a certain number of channels. Unfortunately, and I've worked in the cable industry before, unfortunately that wouldn't work because if you think about it, a lot of the channels are owned by parent companies. For example, like Discovery is owned by someone else. But anyways, when cable companies purchase the rights to be able to broadcast those channels, each channel, unfortunately, is going to be a different
place. Chris, I know there's plenty of reasons why it doesn't work. I'm just saying, in an ideal world, when we just first brought this up almost 20 years ago on the air, this is what we were talking about, how much we would like to do the a la carte thing. Obviously, it doesn't work that way. That's why they have the bundles. That's why there's Discovery Plus that came out. And, hey, you get Discovery, you get all these other channels. And I totally understand
it, but
that's just where that's where we're at right now, is everything's gotten bundled.
Yeah, I think the right way to do it would be to have each channel, if we're to do an a la carte, each channel would have its own price. So, like, if you wanted to be subscribed to Discovery, then you'd be paying, like, $2 a month. Or if you want, you know, Fox News, that's another.
I mean, that's literally exactly what we were talking about 20 years ago, right?
Which, when you think about how expensive that's going to get.
It would, but
it's like
you would cut off all the excess fat that isn't used in your world.
Right, but it's like going to a fast food place and saying, okay, I'll take the cheeseburger and also like an order of fries and I'll get a large Coke. And they're like, okay, you want that to be a meal deal? And you're like, no, because I'm paying a la carte.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you bundle them, you get them for cheaper.
Yep.
But if you pay them by itself, it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah. I mean, you just, until you sit down, honestly, and then we didn't realize it. We thought, oh, we're going to save a ton of money. And I'm like, oh, we don't get this. Well, I got to subscribe to that. And then start adding up. And then I realized paying damn near the same price and it's way more inconvenient. Forget this.
At least with like Xfinity, you look at it and they'll try to give you the bundles along there. Like, hey, here's the sports package. So you get, you know, FS1, FS2, and ESPN,
right.
The Ocho or whatever.
We're not going to do this stuff. All day. I feel like we could, but hopefully YouTube and Fox come to an agreement.
Just get it done.
All right, so the biggest story today is NFL roster maneuvering, and the Lions made a move that I did not see coming, Gator, and that is they traded Tim Patrick, the wide receiver. Tim Patrick was he was waived at the roster cutdown last year by Denver. The Lions saw a veteran that they could bring in that could help them win. And boy, he really did. He filled the role as that number three guy in their passing attack. Ended up getting targeted 44 times, 33 catches, 394 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Here's a statement that I'm going to have a degree of certainty about that provided this player stays healthy. I think it's pretty clear that the Detroit Lions figure if we move Isaac Tesla into the number three receiver spot, we think he will have more than 44 targets, 33 receptions for 394 yards.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
And 3 touchdowns. Now, Tim Patrick is an aging commodity with diminishing returns, one would assume, at his point in his career. Tesla is just starting his career. Tim Patrick turns 32 this year. Tesla costs half the price of Tim Patrick. Neither of them were too terribly expensive.
No, but a third-round pick isn't going to cost you that much.
No, but he's a $1.25 million player or 1.2, and Tim Patrick was a $2.5 million player. So you're paying less. You see a commodity that you drafted. There's if-then statements. And one of the things that happened is if it becomes clear that Tesla is going to move up the food chain, one of the first things I did was I got on my phone. I put $2 down on him to win NFC Offensive Rookie of the Year just because it's NFC or NFL. I got to go look. I think it's NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's still a super long shot, but I'm like, okay. They have plans for Isaac Tesla. If they don't get Tesla in the draft, they might have gotten somebody else. But it seems, I mean, Tim Patrick had enough name recognition that a player they claimed off waivers or signed as a free agent, as a vested veteran, they got a 6-round pick for him. Now, I don't plan parades around getting 6-round picks. That's still getting something out of nothing. This was a day that if you were buying into Isaac Tesla, you've been validated, my friends. You've been validated. I walked outside the studio about an hour ago, and I saw Mike Valeni. I said, hey, what's up? And he goes, it's Tesla time. Let's go.
Come on.
He said that.
Look at that. Even Mike's fired up.
Yep.
He's getting ready to watch the game in Rico's basement.
Yeah. Those guys can get together and root for the Lions. But at the end of the day, if you were into the Isaac Tesla stuff and you were buying in, guess who else has bought in? The Lions.
Yeah, it's... I can't say that I saw it coming, that Tim Patrick was going to be traded.
Yep.
But I can't say that I'm surprised either. I didn't see it coming. I didn't call it. But does it surprise me? It does not surprise me because of how well Tesla performed. And it might be a little bit redundant to have, you know, another big receiver in the room. And this guy is younger, stronger, faster, whatever, you know. And Tim Patrick did a nice job here with the Lions. But expendable. And they got something for him.
Well, I'll say it surprised me. And I'm a fan of Tesla. Drafted him in the 9th round. Everyone laughed at me. Who's laughing now? But it surprised me because I could see Tim Patrick getting phased out. You know, it was obvious when you drafted a receiver in like the same build, the same position as him, that that's your replacement. Eventually, not right away to start the season. Like, they saw so much from him this, you know, preseason, these joint practices, offseason, training camp, that they're like, we got to find a way to get this guy in the field now. And we don't even need Tim Patrick to even help him along anymore. He's ready. And so they came out of this saying, we're going to move Tim Patrick. They did. They get Tesla on the field more. I just can't believe it happened this fast. I knew that that's the plan. But to happen this fast, the hype is real. That's what it means to me. It's validated.
Well, we await waiver claim news today. Meanwhile, the Lions cut their roster down to 50, opening up 3 spots. What is Bragg cooking up? It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. Another edition of the Big Old Tub of Pretzels coming up today at 1235 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.